tackling tough topics to help you think reasonably about life's most important issues. This is Thinker Sensitive. Hi, welcome to another episode of Thinker Sensitive. I am your host, Ryan Ragazine. Hope you're having a good week. We are currently in the dead of winter, and I am just looking forward to the spring, and as always, looking forward to the summer. Today, we're going to be talking about cultural Christianity. Sometimes people claim something as their own, or identify themselves with something, without much knowledge or understanding of the thing in question. This happens in the sporting world and sports fandom quite a bit. For instance, you may imagine a scenario where you're having a conversation about the different sports that you played as a child with some friends, talking about your experience in t-ball when you were a kid. As you're talking about the game of baseball, one of your friends might jump in and state that he's a big fan of the St. Louis Cardinals. In response, another one of your friends might ask him who his favorite players are. But as he struggles to come up with more than one name, you may realize that his personal identification as a big fan was a bit of an exaggeration, and that maybe he isn't much of a fan at all. This kind of phenomenon isn't at all unique to the world of sports, but it happens in the religious world as well. I have known many Christians throughout my life, and I've met many people who would identify themselves as Christians. But when I reflect on all the Christians that I've come in contact with in my past, I'm not sure the majority of them really knew what Christianity was and really understood who their Christ was. It's alleged that Gandhi once stated, quote, "I like your Christ, but not your Christianity. I believe in the teachings of Christ, but you on the other side of the world do not. I read the Bible faithfully and see little in Christendom that those who profess faith pretend to see." Many of those who rushed the Capitol would identify as Christians. Many of those who owned slaves in this country identified as Christians. Many of those who hurl insults and demonize others on social media identify as Christians. Many who believe things and promote ideas that directly contradict with the way of Christ identify as Christians. On a personal note, I've met many Christians who are unable to forgive. I've met many Christians who don't understand what unconditional love is. Many American Christians, unfortunately, don't know how to read Scripture, don't properly understand Scripture, and therefore don't have a sound grasp of who their professed Christ was and is. As I've gotten older, my view of an approach to Scripture has actually inched closer and closer to the Roman Catholic understanding. The Bible is a dangerous book in the wrong hands. It is a book that is so often abused, misused, and misappropriated. Was the ancient Catholic Church onto something when they limited the handling of the text to the clergy alone, to those who had the proper training and expertise, those who had been educated in the original languages, ancient history, ancient literature, and hermeneutics? As a Protestant, I can't actually go that far, but I do think that education and training are extremely important. But the big questions for today's podcast are as follows. What is Christianity? Who is Jesus Christ? And what is the relationship between the two? These are the tough questions that we'll be tackling in a very broad and general manner on this week's episode. So, what is the relationship between Christianity and the person of Jesus Christ? This might seem really obvious to some, but first and foremost, knowledge of Jesus of Nazareth is a precondition of Christianity. One who takes a hypercritical view towards the Gospels, questioning their ability to give us dependable knowledge as historical sources, or an agnostic view towards the person of Jesus, can't really be a Christian in the proper sense. This is because such views sever the inseparable connection between subject and object. The Christian is the subject. Christ is the object. A Christian as subject is one who seeks to emulate her object of faith, Jesus Christ. How can the subject do this without knowledge of her object? How can I properly emulate a person that I don't know? This would be like an actress tasked with the responsibility of playing the role of Juliet in the famous Shakespeare play without any knowledge of her character or her lines. The Greek word Christianos, meaning follower of Christ, comes from Christos, meaning anointed one. Christians, aptly named, are simply those who try to follow the way of Jesus Christ, the anointed one of God, or the Messiah of God. Another way of saying this is that Christians are those who confess Jesus as Lord. For Christians, Jesus is Lord in terms of both faith and practice. In terms of belief, knowledge, and truth, and in terms of behavior, morality, and action. Jesus is the master, leader, teacher, trainer, and authority. The Christian is the pupil, the disciple, the trainee, the emulator, the follower. I'm going to quickly and very broadly sum up what a Christian is in four simple statements. Number one, Christians are those who have a knowledge of Jesus. Number two, they recognize both the words and deeds of Jesus as being authoritative for all faith and praxis. Three, in this way, Jesus is their criterion for all truth. And four, because of this, Christians seek to follow and emulate the way of Christ by living into and living out this truth. But here's the problem. Many Christians don't actually know their Christ, and therefore they don't properly emulate their Christ. The crux of the issue is this. Setting aside the thorny issues of hermeneutics, historical and biblical criticism, and the immense difficulty of understanding the meaning of a piece of ancient literature written by a ton of different authors over hundreds and even thousands of years in languages that are no longer extant, the crux of the issue is this. Most people tend to make Jesus into their own image. Here we find the confusion of subject and object. The confusion of the subject with the object. We naturally view Jesus through a subjective and biased lens. Jesus becomes a self-projection and a product of wish fulfillment, similar to Freud and Feuerbach's theories of God. Jesus becomes the right-wing Jesus, or the liberal Jesus, or the agreeable and all-accepting Jesus, or the gun-loving Jesus, or the hippie Jesus, or the American Jesus, or the woke Jesus, or the white Jesus. This is why there are people who are trained in Old Testament and New Testament history, the various original languages, biblical criticism, the search for the historical Jesus, hermeneutics, and theology. Many Christians not only don't know how to accurately interpret the text in question, but they're also biblically illiterate. How many Christians actually read their sacred piece of literature on a regular basis? So how can anyone say what Christianity is, whether Christian or not, when they don't know who Jesus of Nazareth was and what he stood for and believed in? Christianity becomes more and more inauthentic the further away it moves from its source material. As Christianity moves away from its source material, it turns into what I like to designate as cultural Christianity, a Christianity that reflects the values of its culture more than the values of its Christ. Let me give an example. This is kind of like Americanized ethnic foods. From what I hear, Chinese food is a really good example of this. Chinese food in the United States is nothing like Chinese food in China. In the U.S., this food has been modified to satisfy American preferences and tastes to such an extent that it may be unrecognizable to people in China. American Chinese food, at least in my understanding, is inauthentic Chinese food. In the same way, unfortunately, much of American Christianity is inauthentic Christianity. There are several common misunderstandings of Christianity and Christ today, both within the church and outside the church. For now, I'll narrow my discussion to three very general items. First, Christianity is not an American or national religion, but a global religion. It started in the Middle East, moved westward to Europe, and today is larger in Africa and Latin America than it is in the United States. Jesus was, of course, not American. He was Palestinian or Jewish, and therefore he embodied presuppositions, customs, and mores common to his ethnicity and his ancient Near Eastern heritage and setting, rather than the ideals, sentiments, and cultural customs common to a modern Western or American context. Second, Christianity is not a political phenomenon or movement. Though Jesus of Nazareth did not shy away from political critique when necessary, partly because politics and religion were fused together in his particular historical cultural context, Christ did not attempt to establish a governmental system or a political philosophy, but a community defined by love and truth and justice and mercy that could thrive under any government or any political system. And thirdly, Christianity is not primarily a cultural thing, but a Christ thing. Christianity becomes tainted over time as it diverges from its Christ and becomes more geographical, political, or cultural in nature. To bring this episode to a close, I would say that on top of identifying Jesus as Lord, there are two main qualities or attributes that sum up the Christian life, which are a part of viewing Jesus as Lord. Unconditional love, even love of enemies, and perpetual forgiveness with no strings attached, no matter the offense. Jesus embodied these two qualities, and in my opinion, they represent the heart of the Christian faith. If I have the audacity to claim Christ, to use his name as my own, which I often feel unworthy of, and should feel unworthy of, then I better be able to love and forgive incessantly, over and over and over, as difficult and as hard and slow as the process might be at times. In all my imperfections, in all my flaws and my failures, and I have many, and I have had many, I hope that I have done just this, that I am doing this, loving and forgiving, forgiving and loving, and that I will continue to do this in the future. Thanks so much for listening. Love someone this week and forgive someone this week. We'll see you soon. This episode and all episodes of Thinker Sensitive are available at thinkersensitive.com, iTunes, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content and wish to donate to help us grow our online community of thinkers, please visit thinkersensitive.com.